This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on new procedure for enrollment in online courses and distance education. The participants are Professor M. Jagdesh Kumar, Chairperson, University Grants Commission, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Professor Kumar.
Thank you.
Professor Kumar, can you provide an overview of the new procedure for enrolling in ODL and online programs starting from the academic year this year?
Right. Just to give you the background, if any institution in India wants to offer programs in the online distance mode or in the online mode, they need to take permission from UGC. And this bureau is called the Distance Education Bureau. We call it DEB, D-E-B. Now, whenever any university wants to start online programs in the undergraduate or at the postgraduate level, every year they apply to UGC. And then after we examine their facilities for offering these programs, UGC gives approval to the institution to start these programs and admit the students. But however, it has come to our notice that there are some institutions which offer these online and ODL programs without taking approval from the UGC. Now, this will put the students in trouble because when they do any online ODL programs not approved by UGC, those degrees are not recognized. So, to safeguard the interests of the students, from this academic session onwards, we have introduced a new admission procedure so that students will not fall into the trap of these unrecognized institutions which are offering these online and ODL programs.
Okay. So how can students recognize the ODL and online programs are recognized by UGC? Is there any way in which one can find out?
At the beginning of every session, when the admissions are taking place, students must visit the UGC website, the Distance Education Bureau website, where we put a list of universities which have been approved by UGC to offer the online and ODL programs. So they must choose only one of these institutions when they want to do the online and ODL programs. So earlier, what the students used to do, they used to go to these universities' links and then apply for admission. But now we have introduced a new procedure. And this procedure requires the student to get a unique ID by visiting DEB portal. So when the students visit the DEB portal will ask for some basic information such as the academic bank of credits ID, their name, email ID, phone number. And once the student fills this basic information, the DEB portal will generate a unique ID. And using this unique ID, the student can visit the portal of any of the approved universities. And by entering this unique ID on the portal of the university and by filling up the other basic information, the student can then join in any of the UG or PG programs.
So this unique ID that you're talking about, is that the only difference in the procedure from the previous enrollment process for ODL and online programs?
You can say this is the only difference, but it has a lot of advantages because this will ensure that every student who is taking online and ODL have an ABC ID, Academic Bank of Credit, and they have already registered in the Academic Bank of Credits. And using this ABC unique ID only, they can create this DEB unique ID. So by introducing this step, there are other multiple things that will happen in the background, which the student may not know. That is, when the university tries to admit the student, at the back end, the university portal will check with the DEB portal and ensure that the student has registered on the DEB portal and generated this unique ID. So without that, the student will not be able to join in any online program. And that's the reason why, unless the university has got the approval from the UGC, and unless the university admission portal is linked to the DEB portal, the student will not be able to join in the online program. So therefore, any other university which has not obtained approval from UGC will not be able to admit the students in their online programs.
So are these ODL and online program have similar recognition as the other regular graduates or postgraduate programs?
Absolutely. They follow similar syllabus, they follow similar credit structure,
okay. And
they have exactly the same recognition as any other degree obtained from the physical mode of education.
So what are the major changes in the documentation required for enrolling in ODL and online programs under the new procedure, besides, of course, having the unique ID?
From the student's perspective, there is no other difference other than obtaining the unique ID. So therefore, the student doesn't have to do anything extra. But from the perspective of the educational institutions, they need to link their portal to the UGC portal, and they must ensure that they got the approval from the UGC for running these online programs. And number three, for the students, it is always advisable to visit the DEB portal and ensure that the university in which they want to do the online and ODL programs that is listed on the DEB portal. And I also would like to bring to your to the notice of the students through you is that there are no foreign universities which offer these online programs. Currently in India, there is no recognition for the online degrees obtained from the foreign universities, because India itself has many universities which are now offering the online degrees both at the UG and PG level, and we also have IGNO. Therefore, students are advised to make sure that they don't register. They should not fall into the trap of other institutions which are outside India.
So what about the international universities which are affiliated to the Indian ones? So they too are not recognized by UGC?
No. As of now, even if a foreign university has collaboration with an Indian university, they are not permitted to give online degrees to our Indian students.
Let's go back to the enrollment process. Just want to ask you about the application process. Has that also been streamlined or made more accessible for the students? Or are there any new eligibility criteria introduced in the 24-25 procedure for enrolling?
So, just to add to what you have said, what happens is for many students, for various reasons, they may not be able to study in a university or college in the physical mode. And for such students, these online and ODL programs are very, very useful. Now, we offer UG and PG programs in the conventional subjects, in the arts, humanities, liberal arts such as economics, psychology and other programs. We also offer programs in the science disciplines. So in the science disciplines, they study the theory part in the online mode, but the experimental part, the university will arrange labs in different parts of the state where the students can go and perform the experiments in those centers, the study centers of the university. So therefore, when the students do the online and ODL degrees, either in the science disciplines or in the humanities and social sciences disciplines, they get the same kind of the syllabus and the training. So therefore, these degrees are extremely useful for those students who are living in the remote areas, who have some financial difficulties in coming to a city and studying in a physical mode of education. It's going to be extremely useful. And the application process is very simple. By introducing this DEB unique ID, we have not changed the application process. It is simple and it is as it was earlier. So therefore, a lot more students can actually take advantage of this ODL and online mode of education.
Okay. What about the support mechanisms? Are they in place to assist students with the enrollment process? And how can students access help or guidance encounter difficulties during the enrollment process, particularly while getting the unique ID?
If they have any difficulty in getting the unique ID, they can always call the DEB. The phone numbers and the email IDs are available there. The university also will help in providing any assistance that is required. But one more thing I would like to add here The ODL and online programs are not meant only for those students who are not studying in any physical mode of education. Even if I am doing, let's say I am doing BA economics in a college or in a university in the physical mode, UGC has now permitted to do a parallel degree simultaneously in the online mode. And this becomes very useful for the students because they can acquire multidisciplinary knowledge. If I am doing BA economics, I may be able to do BA in another subject, maybe in psychology or in mathematics, depending on my interest. Now, we are also working on providing skill-based courses in the online mode as part of the degree programs. So therefore, there are many, many things that we are doing to enable the students to acquire multidisciplinary knowledge so that their employment opportunities will be enhanced.
You mentioned that one can parallelly do an undergrad course in two different courses, like economics or history, for example. So I will get 2 degrees, you mean to say?
You will get 2 degrees simultaneously, so, which is a great advantage to the student.
Certainly. And are there any challenges anticipated for students with the new procedure, particularly those from the rural or underserved areas?
We have not come across any such cases where students have difficulty in getting the DEB unique ID. So, but in case there are any difficulties faced by the students, they are most welcome to contact us and we will sort out. And as I said in the beginning of our discussion, the process is very simple. You know, most of our students are very smart and talented. They are quite, you know, good at using devices like smartphones. And using even a simple smartphone, you can get the DEB unique ID by accessing the DEB portal.
Just want to discuss, Professor Kumar, about measures which you must have put in place to ensure the accuracy and security of student information during the enrollment process. How is the verification of student credentials being handled under the new procedure? And are there any new checks or balances introduced to prevent fraudulent applications?
And this is where digital technology helps us. Earlier, before we introduced this DEB unique ID procedure, students used to go to the portal of the university, which is offering the online programs, apply there, and then UGC had to ask these universities to provide the data of the students, how many of them have joined, in which programs they have joined, whether they have a ABC ID, because ultimately the credits will be given through the ABC portal. So there used to be a lot of the processes that were required to collect the data about the student. But now with the unique ID created on the DEB portal and making it mandatory for all the universities which are offering the online and ODL programs to integrate their portal with the UGC portal, the task of verifying the data of the student has become completely technology driven. Because the students have to give their Aadhaar ID, they need to give their ABC ID and then create the DEB unique ID. They also give their email ID and the phone number. So many of these parameters are checked using the technology. So therefore, any fraudulent application or misinformation can easily be caught by the university or the Distance Education Bureau.
Lastly, Professor Kumar, what campaigns or initiatives are being undertaken to raise awareness about the new process, and how can students stay updated on any further changes or updates to the enrollment procedure?
UGC is quite active on the social media. I know youngsters are, they use platforms like Instagram, Twitter, now we call it X, and LinkedIn. In all these portals, social media platforms, UGC regularly updates all these developments. In fact, when DEB unique ID and the new admission process for the online and ODL programs was announced, there was a very good media coverage and it was well received across the country. So my request to the students is please follow our UGCX handle or follow us on the Instagram and get the updates.
Thank you for being with us, Professor Kumar.
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity.
You were listening to a discussion on new procedure for enrollment in online courses and distance education. The participants were Professor M. Jagadesh Kumar, Chairperson, University Grants Commission, and Rajesh Leh, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.